This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again, as we wrap up 2016 and get ready for what's in store for 2017. Can you believe it? How many of you, come on, admit it, how many of you will be somewhere on New Year's Eve? Perhaps you're listening to this right now and you've got a party horn just like that one that somebody handed you and they said, blow in it at midnight. Please, blowing it on midnight. And that's what's happened to me so many times in my lifetime. It's the horn that just doesn't give enough. Can we hear that horn again? It's like a cat. There we go. It's like a cat moaning. It's like the cat I heard this morning in the backyard. I hope you had a fabulous holiday and are in the middle of enjoying a fabulous holiday. I know a lot of you have a bunch of time off because I've gotten emails from people like Jake in Austin who says, happy, happy. I actually have, he says, 2.5 weeks off. I look forward to this time of year every single year because this is when I take the bulk of my time off. I also got this from Billy listening to us in the great state of New Hampshire. He said, let it snow. I love the cold and I love having off 3 weeks during the holidays. 3 weeks. That's a good deal when you get 3 weeks. And he says paid. He put in giant letters. Paid vacation. What is paid vacation? So good for Billy. And also one more from Melissa who said, happy holidays to everybody. I take the whole month off. Of course, I make up for it because I work seemingly almost 65 hours a week. Oh, okay. So that's how you pay for it. All right. So some of you might be in the middle of a thunder snowstorm. Some of you might be in warmer temperatures. I spent some time with my family. I hadn't seen my brother, or my sister-in-law, and my nephew in a year, or my aunt, and I had the chance to spend some time with them in Florida, and it was fabulous weather in a place called Winter Haven and Tampa, and it just beautiful, beautiful weather in the 80s, and it was something to tool around in that, I got to tell you. It's very strange, though, and I know some of you listening to me in Florida can relate to this, because it's not about cold weather, it's about warm weather, and you laugh your heads off when you hear about the accumulating snow totals in several states, and they're pretty high. So I mentioned New Hampshire. Got the note from the New Hampshire dude. New Hampshire, New York, Pennsylvania, and Vermont, 1/2 foot or more of snow, that's what the Weather Channel's saying, and thunder snow, thunderstorms, that is what it is, that produce snow instead of rain. In Connecticut, they were talking about that. In Watertown, New York, some of you are listening to us in upstate New York, throughout Massachusetts. Snow started falling midday in much of New York and northern New England. They say blizzard conditions possible, so in any of the mountain areas, you certainly know that. A lot of winter storm warnings that are out there along 95. Then there's some lighter snow for other parts of Connecticut and Massachusetts and that kind of stuff. I mean, what would it be if we weren't sitting here talking about Mother Nature at some point? And, of course, Mother Nature playing a part of this holiday for lots of people. Sad news. 2016, you know, I've been reading a lot of Facebook posts and tweets on people that are saying, oh, 2016, just get out of our way. We hate 2016. It's the worst year ever for personal reasons, for celebrity deaths, for et cetera, et cetera. And there was still more to come because Carrie Fisher died just a handful of days ago, and it stunned a lot of people. She had a heart attack on a flight from London to Los Angeles, and she died from that heart attack eventually. And then her mother, Debbie Reynolds, died a day later, and the two were very close or had a complicated mother-daughter relationship, but it was even immortalized on film in a movie called Postcards from the Edge. In fact, there was a book that Carrie Fisher wrote about a lot about her relationship with her mom, and then that was turned into a movie. So, how sad. Both women died just one after another, and I believe in this. They say that it could be, and who knows, but a broken heart syndrome is what they call it. And I had I had, by marriage, a grandfather who died, and it was 2 weeks, and his wife, grandmother, was pretty healthy. 2 weeks later, she died. And that's what doctors say. It was a broken heart syndrome thing. So Carrie Fisher leaves behind a 24-year-old daughter, Billie Lord, who is now the lone in this female matriarchal family surviving. And, you know, Carrie Fisher, again, so sad to hear about what happened to her, and then to turn around and see that, you know, Debbie Reynolds dies, like I said, right on the heels of that. And now you've got, you know, Billie Lord, who actually is quite funny, and I just happened to catch her on TV, gosh, maybe a couple of weeks ago, and it's got to be tough for her through this holiday to, you know, again, with two iconic, an iconic mother and grandmother to go through this. In the meanwhile, we are in Washington going through transition, and the current president is not letting go of Russia and hacking and the elections. Obama sanctions Russian officials over the election hacking. That's a huge story this holiday season. And with just a couple of weeks left in office, the administration sanctioned intelligence officials, expelled 35 Russian diplomats suspected of being spies, shut down two Russian facilities in the United States. The president said these actions follow repeated private and public warnings that we've issued to the Russian government and its necessary and appropriate response to efforts to harm U.S. interests in violation of established international norms of behavior. The president also said that the Russians sought to affect previous elections through cyber espionage and that the U.S. would engage in covert retaliatory activity, and the administration would be providing a report to Congress in the upcoming days about Russia's efforts to interfere with the election, as well as the malicious cyber activity related to the election cycle in the previous elections. Wow. So President-elect Donald Trump said, I think we ought to get on with our lives when discussing possible sanctions. So he's downplaying the allegations, but is still saying he's going to meet with the intelligence folks to get more information about Russia. So needless to say, did Russia play a part in what happened in the elections? There's a big conspiracy theory even spreading about that. But it does not include Russian President Vladimir Putin. More on Russia, Russia, Russia. Top headlines from 2016 as we say goodbye to the year. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Knock, knock. Who's out there? I know a lot of you have been sending me posts from earlier in the week and talking about some of what you've done over this vacation. You can keep that coming at americatonight.net. Checking on in the mailbag. Does that sound right? Checking in on the mailbag. There's too many words in that. We'll check the mailbag coming up at, in our next segment. And let me tell you, there's some interesting mail this time around. A lot of you paying attention to what's happening in the sports world, turning off your brains for a second for what you're so furious about. And some of you reacting to, okay, what are the top 10 things Donald Trump is going to move on when he becomes president? And speaking of Donald Trump, you know, it is now pretty much all about the transition, right? Because we're about to swing into a new year. The new year means less than a couple of weeks, and it's a new president. And there will be some, I think, some interesting stories that will come out of the beginning of the Trump administration. You know, he did the tour, the feel-good tour of thank you for voting for me. Now he's talked about jobs a lot. He's talked about immigration problems a lot. He's talked a lot about health care and Obamacare, the Supreme Court justice vacancy, and whatnot. So I think watching Donald Trump is going to be one of the biggest stories heading into the new administration, which it would be for any president, frankly. But for this president, definitely backing up, is he going to back up what he said he was going to do in the first couple hundred days, we'll call it, of the administration, which I think is tough for any president. It's what I think happens is the reality of the office hits you once you get in the office, because you have these ideals. I know personally I would never be elected, but if I were running for office, I got a laundry list of what I hate, what I think is stupid, what I think we've wasted too much time on. I would audit so many of the departments in the government, it would be ridiculous. So I would probably make enemies right away, not intending to do so, but intending to clean up what I think is a ridiculous, wasteful amount of do-re-mi that could be used in other areas. But the reality of what you need to happen when you become the leader of the free world and you take over one of the three branches of government is a lot different than what you think you can do as you jump into it. So one thing that will be inherited is what I just talked about, the Russians and the hacking and the election and anything else that there, any other kind of cyber crime that is happening that we're looking at the Russians for. You know, the Russian embassy in the United Kingdom kind of took a slap at the White House on Twitter, saying that the penalties were lame and that everybody will be glad to see the last of this hapless administration. Obama pledged a response earlier in the month and suggested that covert activity, including cyber activity, is going to be included. So it's not a surprise, the actions, but it's what did they find out? Is there something they found out that we don't already know? I mean, where did the leaked emails come from? I suppose that would be something that would be reflected. This is what it seems like the tilt is. The leaked emails in the Democratic Party, the resignation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, etc. Anything related to the Ukraine and the annexation of the you know, Russia after it annexed the Crimean area of the Ukraine. That'd be interesting, I suppose, to know what happened there. The Clinton Foundation emails, all that sort of stuff, I believe would be part of probably, you know, what we'll hear. And then we move on and figure out where does that hot potato go? And I was thinking today, somebody asked me, what were the top stories in 2016? Well, the obvious one is what I just mentioned, the fact that Donald Trump stunned so many people by being elected president of the United States. Now it's on to whatever that means. In the world of sports, you could talk about Michael Phelps and all his gold medals, Sports Illustrated. This past week had him on the cover as with his 23 gold medals. It's almost shocking to see the medals around his neck to realize even more. Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? Yeah, we knew this guy was great. We know it in our heads. We know how many the medals are that he won. We know the medal count. How did he do it? How did this guy do it? It's crazy because in our lifetime, for I think almost every single one of us, we're not going to see somebody like Michael Phelps come along again. I think it's an impossible task to think that you can, certainly you can go for it, but to think that you can compete in that many Olympics in a sport like swimming and win that many gold medals is absolutely, to me, is absolutely stunning. Let's put it that way. And you heard throughout the break, as we gave you a slice of the best of some of my favorite interviews of this past year and some of the stories that were so big, the deaths. I mentioned this at the top because now you have Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds and what happened there, but also Muhammad Ali and Arnold Palmer, and, you know, the list is very, very long of those that we lost in 2016, which is why so many people are saying it's the worst year ever, but it seems like every year when you talk about what we've lost, we can look back and say a similar thing. We can look back at a list of accomplished people who maybe left the planet way, way too early. Now it's a question of, as we move forward into 2017 and the 58th inauguration and how that's all evolved, it's a question of, how about the ceasefire brokered by Russia and Turkey? Starts across Syria. That's pretty huge. The Syrian government announced the ceasefire. It went into effect Friday, part of a bigger deal, they say, that includes a return to peace talks after, 5 years of war. The military said the deal excluded terrorist organizations, of course ISIS, that would mean, saying that the fighting could continue in parts of the country. And of course it could continue if that's obviously the case. And then there's Israel. What becomes of Israel if there's not a two-state solution? So we continue, while the ceasefire is brokered by Vladimir Putin and Turkey, and this whole thing happens in Syria, Israel hangs in the balance. And John Kerry talked heavily about Israel. He is going to be the outgoing Secretary of State. So very much in play always is Israel and Netanyahu, and what kind of relationship are we going to continue to have with that country? What does it mean for the Palestinians? And we're still back on peace accords there. Because every once in a while, that massively bubbles up. Donald Trump continues to let the world know what he's going to do in the Twittersphere. What's the latest there? We have that coming up next. Plus, the mailbag. Don't go away. KD, wishing you a happy new year. Swing it in with us.
Good day, America.
Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250AC, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yeah, the mail is here, and at the tail end of this, we'll talk about the Trump tweet. He's got lots of tweets. We'll talk about the one that you care about, what he says is going to happen in the beginning of his administration. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation as we say goodbye to 2016 and get ready for 2017. If you want to throw in your 2 cents along the way, please do. You're always welcome. 855-266-5283. Again, the numbers to jingle. Hit the pad, 855-266-5283. A big fat reminder, as we've been often having our best of shows, we will have Nail the Score. Ooh, 2 chances to win in our next hour coming up in our last segment. Last segment, next hour. A reminder, Nail the Score. And if you're listening to us, if you've downloaded us, hey, once again, Happy New Year. Call us sometime when we're doing it live, when we do the Nail the Score thing. I know a lot of you are intrigued by that. Let's talk about the mail. This one from Howard, who says, Kate, of all the famous faces and people who died, I guess is the way to put that, celebrities, athletes, notable leaders, etc., what do you think was the biggest blow of all of the people who died? Well, when you say biggest blow, that's tough because biggest blow in what way? Muhammad Ali suffered through Parkinson's, was a super generous man, maybe to the point that some people didn't realize how he treated children, and was a beloved figure who could have possibly even won more in his career, probably for sure would have, but protested the war. His prowess in the ring was amazing. His personality, his social activism, his, you know, Olympic gold medal in the 1960 Summer Games, one of the youngest heavyweight champs of all time. I think it was a big blow there because he was iconic. He retired from boxing in 81. He had barely any losses. If you look at his record, it was 56-5. But I think it was the legacy he left behind. So if you were talking about that, you were talking about sports or even beyond sports, probably he would be on my list. Okay, here's one, Fidel Castro. Didn't seem like Fidel Castro is going to just live forever. You think of the dictator in Cuba and his cigars hanging out of the end of his mouth and the journey that it's been for Cuban people. And for 47 years, he had a grip on an island nation, had close ties with Russia, Venezuela, of course, and China. Lots of anti-American thoughts coming out of Cuba along the way, economic difficulties, etc. He had a lot of sway over a lot of people. And Raul, his brother, of course, succeeded him anyway, but had already taken over in 2008 because Fidel had such poor health. But he died at the age of 90. That's a huge, big life. That, you know, you talk to some people, and I've heard of what people had to do to escape Cuba, and I think he was a murderous thug. But he put on a certain kind of face. Here's one for you, an American hero, somebody I got a chance to interview and was feeling incredibly fortunate about, U.S. astronaut John Glenn. And I talked about that in our year-end wrap-ups, etc., when I was mentioning some of the big stories. I would put him on the list. Think about February of 1962. I wasn't alive, but I have seen the footage. Friendship 7. And what he was able to do, circling the globe 3 times, then dumping into the Atlantic Ocean. I'd love talking to John Glenn, and as I said, feel fortunate in my career I had a chance to do that. So we could really look at that list in a lot of different ways. It's hard to say biggest impact because there were big leaders, there were incredible celebrities that we lost, but also had an impact in other areas of life. They weren't just these famous people. They did things for other folks. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Alan. Kate, I have never emailed this show before, but I've been listening to you in the last couple of months. I like your show. I'm glad that I've been able to catch up with it, actually, through the holidays, listening to some of the great interviews that you did from the past year that I missed. And now I've realized, and you've mentioned this through TuneIn, I can go back and download other shows, and that makes me extremely happy. And I think the biggest, hands down, most interesting thing that happened in 2016 is the fact that Donald Trump got elected. I wasn't a huge Trump supporter. I wasn't really anti-Trump, I suppose, because I was not a Hillary Clinton fan, but good for him that he showed it is really possible for anyone to be elected president. You don't have to come out of a certain background necessarily. You know what? Trump is a master marketer. He knows how to use the media, in a sense, for as much criticism over media there is, he and from him too, he knows how to draft on what they call free media. And that certainly helped him. And he had a huge name, and he had a huge idea. The huge idea was to keep saying over and over again, they suck, I don't, basically. You keep getting the same thing. You get served the same nonsense over and over again. So why not change the tables? Why not change the equation? Turn the tables. Why not do that? If you take a chance, and he didn't even say chance, but if you go in my direction, it's going to be something completely different. So I think the one thing it does point out that it is not impossible to say, I can't be elected president, I can't be elected governor, congressperson, senator, because I don't have a background where I've just been in public service my entire life and went up through the ranks. I think that may set off a whole new course of people getting involved in politics, which would be actually great, who have some different ideas. How about this? This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, I know that you've done this in the past. When the president is leaving office, there's so many last-minute maneuvers they can do, including naming some national monuments. Did you notice that the president named a few of those? I did notice that. The two places I was thinking about this, is funny that I got this email, because it's called the Bears Ears National Monument in Utah, and apparently that's like 1.35 million acres in the Four Corners area. So that's big because that's a national monument. Native American tribes and conservationists think that that's huge too, because it's sacred land to them and home to 100,000 archaeological sites, including these cliff dwellings. I hear it's just an incredible, incredible area to see. And in Nevada, there's an area called the Gold Butte National Monument outside of Las Vegas. And so now that's going to be an area that is going to be considered hands-off. And if you remember, Clive and Bundy led an armed standoff with the government agents in 2014 in that area. So there's rock art, artifacts, fossils, and dinosaur tracks they've discovered. So the thought was that they're at risk of being looted and vandalism, that both sites could have had that happen to them. So that was the thought in naming them national monuments. And it's kind of crazy if you look at them on a map where they're located. Gold Butte National Monument, I've been there. The Bears Ears, I have not been to that site. But yes, that is one of the things you do besides commuting sentences, etc. It's the last minute maneuverings of whoever the president is, and when they're wrapping things up, it's either the final Christmas present, so to speak, that's left behind, or it could be disastrous, right? Either way. How about this? This one is from Tommy. Kate, Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. I really believe it. I just went to see Rogue One. Oh, how incredibly sad. There was like a throwback moment to Princess Leia. I don't want to spoil the movie for everybody. And, of course, she had just been in a Star Wars flick. But I don't know if you happened to hear, because so many people were tweeting about Debbie Reynolds. DL hugely tweeted that Debbie Reynolds died a day after her daughter did. Black mamas don't die because they kids do. They cry and say, God don't make no mistakes. And he's getting a lot of blowback for that comment. I did see that. I only saw it because the tweet got a lot of attention. So I went to look at it. And there were people that were tweeted back that he was insensitive about Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. So, anyway, thanks for the emails, keep them coming, americatonight.net or delaneymediagroup@live.com. See you in a flash.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Of 2016. There was a lot of great things that happened in 2016, that's for sure. One of them had to do with our Nail the Score. We were hoping that somebody would win, and it's still not too late because we have playoffs coming up, and I'm not going to ditch Nail the Score. I've been asked a lot about that, like, oh, when does Nail the Score end? I'm hoping that someone will nail the score, and perhaps many of you in Radio Land are out there listening right now. Make sure that you call in our second hour at the tail end of the show, because that's the block where we will do Nail the Score. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like picking lottery numbers. The game of the week is chosen, and once that's chosen, It's up to you to decide who's going to win that game and what the final score is going to be. For example, the Cowboys are playing the Eagles in what is kind of a meaningless game because the Cowboys have already clinched. They already have home field advantage and everything else they need going into the playoffs, while the Philadelphia Eagles are 6-9 and going nowhere fast. It is in Philadelphia, and Philly fans hate the Cowboys traditionally. I mean, that would be the most dramatic storyline, but regardless, if this is the game that's chosen, it's only about numbers that you care about and who you think will win the game. There are other games that hold more meaning for teams getting into the playoffs, trying to get into playoffs, all that kind of thing. What are the playoff scenarios, in other words? And that is big. So there are teams in those situations. You know, the New York Giants are taking on the Redskins, and that game for the Giants certainly has implications, because you think of Dallas with their 13-2 record. What does it mean for the Giants? It means heavy drama. Redskins and the Giants and the Packers and the Lions. So time to either go home or to get into the playoffs. And I don't know. That has no effect on nailing the score. But, you know, the Giants, are they going to knock the Redskins out of the playoffs, eliminating the Redskins for the postseason? But I don't think that's what's really driving the Giants necessarily. Washington has a chance to lock off a playoff spot with the win, and the Giants can't really improve their seeding with a win, but they know they'll be there. So it's just kind of it's kind of interesting. But those storylines, once again, I'll mention this, don't matter. Because you're just going to guess, whatever the game is, you're just going to guess what team is going to win and what the score is going to be. So 27-21, 17-14, 9-4. I mean, who knows? A 4, I don't know if we can get a 4. 9-3, maybe. By the way, Donald Trump, here's his tweet. Donald Trump reiterated his plan to keep jobs in manufacturing in the United States. He posted that. He said, "My administration will follow two simple rules." And he also posted it on Facebook. And what the two simple rules are: buy American and hire American. So he put that out all over the place. That is the rules of the administration. During the presidential race, his opponent Hillary Clinton said Trump had his neckties made in China and his suits in Mexico. So that apparently didn't rattle anyone or have them change their mind. But he's reiterating that, meaning that's where some of the focus is. Just remember that what the Trump policy is this is what he's saying. He's keeping it simple, and he's communicating through Twitter. I don't know what that's going to mean for press conferences in the future. Is there going to be press conferences, or is most of the information going to be just doled out through Twitter? Could be that we see more of that, and we see less press briefings. In fact, Rents Priebus was asked a lot about Trump. Of course he is. The former Republican National Committee chair says that the president-elect would have to decide whether to roll back the sanctions even President Obama imposed on Russia for hacking into Democratic Party ops. He says that's going to be up to him. He's going to sit down, talk to his leadership at the Defense Department and State and in the White House and make those decisions, because the president, current president, booted, as I said at the top of the show, 35 Russian diplomats and closed two compounds responding to Moscow's interference in the November election and for harassing U.S. officials. So Priebus, pretty much when he was asked again and again, said, listen, this is something he will decide. Where whatever the facts are, wherever it falls, that's going to be a decision for the incoming president. He can figure that out. You know, and speaking of the hack, there was actually there's actually the summary was released from the FBI of the Russian malicious cyber activity, and in the summary talked about the efforts between the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, and they talked about the technical details as far as the tools and infrastructure used by the Russian civilians and the military services to compromise and exploit networks and endpoints associated with the U.S. election. And it's an interesting read. I think that you can get a copy of it pretty easy. But it talks about how did they get in? What is it that they used? You know, it's a lot of garbly goop language, but if you follow it, how did they bust into the infrastructure? And, you know, what were their names? What were the alternative names that they used? And what was the signature? And how did the compromises work? And where were the vulnerabilities? Well, what they do is they insert unauthorized code in web applications. And then they can have attacks on websites. And then they can get unauthorized access as well by doing that. So that's how that happens. And then how do you stop it? You know, how do you stop the breaking of the code? And it sounds like it's pretty difficult to do that, but I'd say it's worrisome regardless, for phishing and for what they call spear phishing, by the way. Be careful of everything from social media interactions, email messages, I think we all know this, from people asking about employers or other information, personal information, of course, financial information, email requests, all of that. But, you know, there's somebody out there that's working harder every single day to be that much more clever than you and I. So we'll see where it goes. We'll see if anything at all happens with it, or does Trump kind of shut this down? Does he put the kibosh on it, or does it become something that he looks at more in the beginning of his administration? If I were a betting person, I would say that it will just be left aside. I can't imagine it will be massively pursued, but what is he being shown? What are the classified documents or information that he would be shown, because he would have access to whatever that is, the same as Obama? I mean, right now, he can have any briefing on anything that he wants. That's been going on for a while. So he has access to that same information as the president-elect. But that elect we're taking out of his name in 3 weeks. How hard to believe, right? 3.5 weeks. Wow. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.